You are listening to King's Speech.
Hi, welcome to the weekly podcast. My name is King and you're listening to the King's Speech. Today I'm here with a special guest, my good friend.
Username 123. Just call me Samson.
What?
Just call me Samson.
Samson. Okay, Samson, what's your specialty, man? Why are you here on the podcast?
Well, I gather that you would like to
talk about slots? Was it slots we're talking about again?
No, I thought we were going to talk about mixed martial arts and jiu-jitsu and the direction it's going and some of the debates, the heated debates within the two worlds.
We want to talk about the downfall, the rise, but in my eyes, I feel like it's a downfall kind of thing of the fitness industry in today's world. In Australia, we've been having a... I'm just driving at the moment. But in Australia, we've had an increase for fluctuation of fitness, haven't we?
Yeah, see, there's like this big culture of, you know, getting swole and everything, and it's sort of a good thing in a way, like, since like this whole like...
So swole, what do you mean by swole? So all those noobs who don't know what swole is.
Big, you know, lots of muscle mass, and then shredded, meaning low body fat, but still... relatively high muscle mass, so you get that bodybuilder look. Yep. And so like I was saying, like since like say 2012, I reckon that's when it sort of blew out in Australia.
Well, 2012 was the year of the aesthetics because of Ziz and all that.
Yeah, exactly. And that,
because the year before that, Ziz died.
Yeah.
And Ziz, if you don't know who he is, he's a big iconic fucking internet icon dude that every guy wants to look like and every girl wants.
Yeah.
Every girl reckon she thinks she can have as well, do you know what I mean? So everyone's standard has just fucking gone to the roof.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right. They expect, you know, the guy to be fucking big and jacked.
Yeah, big and jacked.
That being said though, you do like the girls that prefer skinny hipsters with man boobs. But lots of
definitely.
It's fucked up.
But honestly insane. Yeah, there is that subculture where, you know, emo girls will prefer emo guys, and you know, indie girls prefer indie girls. That's just the subculture. But I think in a generic sense, you know, like just to the average person who doesn't sort of affiliate themselves with like a little society they're in, I think like general sense, most people's standards have gone up with what the guy wants to look like and what the girl wants to look like. So yeah. So at the moment we're just discussing aesthetics and not really in the realm of fitness, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We're just talking about what to look like in this society. And yeah.
There is a crossover.
Yeah.
There is a crossover. And fitness.
I honestly think before that it was more about we're more sports oriented. We're more sports driven. It's not about what you look like. It's about what you can do.
I think we are still a bit sports driven.
We still are, definitely.
But
back then, it wasn't as... bodybuilding was seen as a taboo back then. Like, it was seen as everyone who was jacked looked like they were on steroids.
Yeah, but also, yeah. Like, now, if you look at people today, guys today now, let's say they were trying to go pro in a sport. I've got a very good friend that's trying to go pro in soccer. And this is like a lot of guys. They'll try, they'll keep trying. And if they don't make it, they'll just be like, fuck it, I'm just going to get huge. And so that's what a lot of people are doing now. A lot of these jacked up guys you see at the gym, you know, they were trying to go pro in basketball or something. You know, they were trying to get somewhere with sport.
So basically you're saying they were sort of... Any jacked guy is a result of failed, you know, a failed dream.
No, I'm not saying that all the jacked up dudes are washed up, you know, washed up football players and stuff. I mean, look, it is the case, but
you know what that reminds me of?
Yeah.
That reminds me of umpires. I've always used to joke about what is the result of an umpire, like why did an umpire become an umpire?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, what? And I say...
Couldn't get into the NFL.
They couldn't get into the sport they wanted, so they just become a freaking umpire. Or they become a commentator, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Or they become a host. So But you know, it's the way it is. You know, it's like I kind of fully understand that. I wanted to go into I kind of felt like going to kickboxing, and then I don't know about the whole injury thing. I know I might be making excuses and all that, but I really liked kickboxing, and it kind of scared me a little bit. So I was like, you know what else I'm good at? Getting jacked. So I fucking started getting jacked.
I think that it shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't be seen as a bad thing. It shouldn't be seen as something that should be made fun of. You know, getting results in the gym is like, it's very satisfying, you know, like, you know, going to the gym, getting a pump, and you see you're getting results, you see like some size, you see some vascularity. It's satisfying, man. And you know, if let's say you go out, you know, a girl compliments you, or your mate's like, oh hey man, you're looking bigger, it's like, oh, you know, it's a nice feeling, you know, you know
it's working.
Yeah, you know, you're doing something that's working. And especially when it comes to changing your body, you know, it's not easy, but
it's not.
Like I said, extremely satisfying once you do it.
I reckon to most of the it definitely has gone to what you look like nowadays.
That being said though, there's like a big crossover with bodybuilders and powerlifters. Like you've got heaps of mates that, you know, like hit the gym heaps.
Yeah.
And then they also compete in powerlifting.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
And I think that's also like a really nice thing. It's like a subculture of the gym culture, you know, is going into powerlifting and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, usually like you have guys who, you know, they go to the gym, they know they're strong, but they don't know like, what the fuck am I using you for, you know? So like, and I just got asked by a mate, like, well, where's the nearest marsh? Because he knew that I knew, you know, I've trained in it for like, 15 years and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, which gym should I get into? And I'm like, well, why do you want to do it? And he's like, well, you know, I'm strong and everything, but what can I do with it? You know?
Yeah.
So that's when functionality and all that comes in. And this is when we sort of segue into CrossFit, powerlifting, and, you know, things like mixed martial arts. So, yeah. All right, so for all of you who don't know what CrossFit is, user 123. Would you
let's see, how would you define CrossFit? See, I've never trained CrossFit myself. I've done CrossFit style workouts. I've never trained at an actual CrossFit.
See, this is the thing that pisses me off, you know.
But what CrossFit is it's a big mix of a lot of the functional forms of training. So they'll bring in gymnastics ring work, gymnastics like floor work, you know, heaps of handstands, etc. Olympic lifts, then they'll do their own variations of the Olympic lifts, like the thrusters and everything. Lots of kettlebell work, lots of battle rope work, rope climbs. And so,
what was that? Oh, we're talking about CrossFit. Hold on a sec.
Did you record that?
No, I didn't. No, I'm still recording. Hold on a sec. Pancakes. Sorry, if you guys don't know, I'm in the car.
Pancakes and gin.
And I'm being a productive fucker right now. We're in the car and we're just going around. You know, we're just going around complimenting chicks.
Sluts.
Who are just putting out.
All right, so shall I continue?
So basically, okay, what you're saying... it's CrossFit is shit.
I didn't say that. Okay, so
I'm saying that.
So what CrossFit is usually viewed as is like a extremely high intensity workout, involving all of the things I mentioned.
So it's involving functional movements. And what are functional movements? Functional movements are muscle groups, different muscle groups working together in the same exercises.
Yes,
which is compound.
Yes and no though. Okay, functional movements generally are compound.
Yeah.
But why they're called functional is because they can not so much be replicated, but they translate directly, indirectly over to a movement that we use either in daily life or in a sport. So it can help complement whatever we're doing in our day-to-day activities or a sport. That's why it's functional. And it can also be specific as well.
Okay, but the thing about CrossFit is that there's a lot of criticism about it. okay, if you guys don't know this, if you haven't seen the crazy, you know, CrossFit videos, CrossFit fails and all that, the funny ass ones where people get their ass just destroyed. And you know, and the recent news of that guy getting his neck snapped while doing a snatch. There's a lot of criticism. That's basically fucked up. Yeah, it's fucked up. Anyway, there's a lot of criticism, and I don't think CrossFit is a great activity for a beginner, for one. Definitely not for beginners.
I'll slip you there. I think that CrossFit is really good for athletes.
It's good for athletes. Yes, that's true. It's good if it's done properly as well. Yeah.
Like, and I have a friend up in Sydney who I train jiu-jitsu with, and he's a big advocate of CrossFit. And
Joe, right?
Yeah. And what he was saying was like,
I shouldn't say names.
everyone views CrossFit as like this extremely high intensity cardiovascular workout, and the reason why it's criticized so much is because you'll do like battle ropes and then kettlebell swings, high reps, high intensity.
And not only that, and then, doing and high then, weights
and then,
as well.
And then they'll get you to smash out Olympic lifts. And that's where
injury
can come in, because as you know, with Olympic lifts, form is quite critical.
Okay.
But CrossFit also incorporates a lot of strength training.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, when you look at the tough guys like Rich Froning, all those big CrossFitter guys, everyone stereotypes them to be just doing those high intensity workouts, and so they're like, oh, how the fuck did they get so big doing all this fucking cardio?
Yeah,
and it's not that they do lots of
they
strength
do a lot
and
of hypertrophy as well. Yeah. It's complete bullshit. So, but yeah. I reckon
the CrossFit itself, like the high intensity cardiovascular workout, that's
it's misleading, it's intense, and it gets you fit, but it's misleading as fuck, man. These guys are not only that. These guys. Then people aren't aware that these guys are on gear. These guys are on gear easily. They don't test for the CrossFit games. And the CrossFit games are just basically, oh,
well,
shit.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's fucking...
Well.
Yeah, she's a good one.
Well.
Anyway.
That's a fucking 10.
Nine.
9.5.
Elbow's too pointy, bro.
2 out of 10.
But the thing I don't like, okay, one thing, let me tell you the few things that I don't like about CrossFit, okay? For one, I don't like how everything is fucking considered CrossFit exercise now. So if some cunt goes around, you know, doing snatches, right? If I see someone doing snatches in the gym, and then, you know, I overhear some kids talking and stuff. Oh, what's that guy doing over there? Oh, he's doing CrossFit. I'm like, no. No.
He's doing Olympic lifts.
He's doing snatches, which is a fucking... Yeah, it's an Olympic lift. And it's been invented for how many... Like, what, 70, 80... It's 80 years or something, right? It's been in the Olympics for, like, 80 years now. No, yeah. More than that. It's been since the early 1900s.
I'm not sure exactly how long, but it's
1900,
been...
No, I actually looked it up.
It's been around
They
for
had
a
it in the 1900s. Yeah. Early 1900s. But they had one-handed snatches.
Yeah.
It's the same shit, though. They had two-handed and one-handed in the Olympics. You know? And I was like, no. You can't... I honestly think it's a complete fucking insult to the Olympics and to those great men who fucking invented it. And now, for some reason, this goddamn company, CrossFit, is a company. Right, they're branding actual exercise. They're like, you know, patents. They're like patenting it as their own like fucking exercise. Okay,
I don't think they are exactly saying this is a CrossFit exercise, because
they're not saying
it's simply
it.
Not because it's Olympic lifting.
It is.
They're taking,
but people don't know
they're taking bits from every sport. That's why, like, a lot of CrossFitters, you know, the ones that are doing it right, they'll get legitimate, like, certified Olympic.
But if you think
coaches.
About it, if you think about it, I was watching, you know, Liu Xiaojun.
Yeah.
If you don't know him, he's a 77 kilogram Olympic lifter, and he's a fucking beast. He's jacked. He's aesthetic. He's strong. You know, he back squats like 280. You know, he does a snatch for like 170 or something, snatch or something like that. Yeah. And he's insane, right? Watch him. Watch him. And
If you ever go up to him, ask him, hey, what do you think of CrossFit? He wouldn't even know what the fuck CrossFit is. And he got to that level without knowing what CrossFit is. And then if random kids see him at the gym, they'll probably be like, oh, that guy's doing CrossFit. No, he isn't. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like a complete insult, because there's this great sport called Olympic lifting. There's a lot of Olympic lifting gyms out there. And yet CrossFit's just taking over everything.
CrossFit and Olympic lifting are sort of merging together now.
They are definitely merging together. And powerlifting, Olympic lifting, and CrossFit are merging together, because they use the same. But CrossFit is newer. It's more recent than any of them. Do you see what I mean?
But one of the good things about CrossFit is that it makes people aware of these other sports that they're incorporating.
That's
a lot more aware of.
That's
Olympic
one
lifts,
thing.
Gymnastics.
That's one thing I like about CrossFit. It has definitely brought gymnastics to. I don't even think it does gymnastics, honestly, dude. It does rings.
They do like muscle ups on the rings, and that's.
Yeah, I know that, but.
And the form is real bad.
Their form is horrible. Okay, that's the second. That leads me to the second part, is they do not give a shit about form. But they only.
I don't think you should say that. I think that the shitty gyms don't give a shit about form.
I look at the main gyms. You look at that main gym in Perth. Who's the one who?
If they're not focusing on form, then they're not a good gym. There's heaps of like CrossFitters that are like really fucking strict about form.
I know that for sure. But dude, when you have CrossFit classes, there's no way you can have a CrossFit class for more than like two or three people, because CrossFit is one, like Olympic lifting for one, is one of those things where you need to be coached one-on-one. That's why, you know, in Olympic lifting they have one-on-one coaches.
Yeah.
Because CrossFit, I've seen CrossFit CrossFitters, 10 CrossFitters at the same time doing snatches, and all of them are doing it wrong. How can the coach go to every single one of them and correct them on what they're doing wrong?
I think what frustrates me is I've seen like, very unfit women being put into doing
fucking
like
pregnant
complex like Olympic lifts, which I think is real bad, because the form is just atrocious.
Yeah, and they don't have the physicality. They don't have the.
What do you call that grip? That deadlift grip where.
What, reverse grip?
Yeah, the reverse grip. Yeah. Is that the one? Just the one has pronated, one supinated.
Yeah, reverse grip.
I saw a very unfit woman in like her mid 30s doing a clean with a reverse grip.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Switching to a normal
switching
grip.
To the pronated one, yeah.
Yeah. And then finishing with the jerk. That's the most fucked up thing I've seen.
I saw a chick deadlift and then try and lift it up to a fucking clean. Deadlift.
God.
Like a proper deadlift with a. No, not a proper deadlift. She had a back arch and everything. Oh, whatever. She was doing like 60. And then she tried to lift it, like 60 is pretty heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's trying to lift it up to a fucking, to her shoulders to do a clean. I'm like, and then everyone's cheering her on. Yeah, come on. Yeah, you can do it. And she keeps going. I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you? Fucking idiots. And these people are Australian as well. And I'm just thinking, man, we've got a lot. We've got a lot to sort of educate.
Yeah.
Your back's all right?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
We've got a lot to educate.
There's also the whole thing about the kettlebells, how people think that kettlebells are a CrossFit thing.
Yes.
And if you look
at the Russians, you're going to talk about the Russians.
The wrestlers, yeah. Like, if you look at, like, oh, I've got, like, on YouTube, there's, like, these old black and white videos of the Russian wrestlers smashing out kettlebell workouts.
Yeah.
Shit that you don't even, exercise you don't even see in the CrossFit world, like heaps of bridging and neck strengthening with the kettlebells. You know, so people, I reckon you're right when you say people's perception of CrossFit is that it's like the mother to all these exercises and movements, which they are in for a few exercises. But
like what though? Like what? Fucking handstand push-ups.
Oh shit! No, well the kipping handstand push-up, but the shit like the,
yeah, the kipping one.
The thruster where you go into a front squat and then you push up. So you come out of the front squat and into a military press.
Hey, the only thing. And it's the one thing I like, and it's the only thing about CrossFit is I like that is it's brought all this equipment to mainstream gyms. That's all I like about it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it. But other than that, it's a complete piece of shit. Like, it's brought it so that you can do Olympic lifting, so you can do gymnastics and all that. You know what I mean?
Which is good. And they're very, like, for any athlete, you know, it's very important to have, you know, kettlebell workout, Olympic lifts, power lifts, ring work, you know, sledge pushes, strongman, and all that stuff, because that shit is functional.
Now, if you guys are, if any of you are listening and thinking, who the fuck are these two assholes think they are, and like, what the fuck do they know about the fitness industry? Well, fuck you for one. Because I'm actually here with sitting next to me right now. He's gonna be world champ, man. He's gonna be world champ. Alright,
and then name 1, 2, 3.
His name's 1, 2, 3. Username 1, 2, 3. You look out for him. He's fucking world champ in jiu-jitsu. So these guys, how many competitions have you been in? Lots, right? Shitloads.
A fair few,
right? And his purple belt, which is pretty good in jiu-jitsu. By the way, jiu-jitsu purple belt isn't the same as like a karate fucking brown belt or something. It's completely different.
I don't think we should even get into that debate of comparing martial arts.
Why not?
I would like to talk about...
It's too controversial, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd like to talk about one of the controversial debates in jiu-jitsu about the new school versus the old school.
Oh, you want to talk about that shit?
So...
Can we just move on to what about like because CrossFit labeling CrossFit moves like you know fucking snatches and stuff as a CrossFit move is kind of the same as labeling fucking you know a triangle choke or like a rear naked choke
as
to an
MMA
no, as an MMA oh, move
right,
or a
yeah.
jiu-jitsu move.
Yeah.
So for all of you guys don't know that it's not an MMA move. Like it's not the mother of fucking. You know what I mean? It's actually developed long, long time ago. It was probably even developed before the Japanese developed it. It was probably developed during Roman times, man. Pancras?
It was probably developed
during that, honestly. So Pancras is a hybrid form of martial arts. It was the first form of martial art where it was just anything goes, right? It was like Valetudo of the ancient Roman times. So they used it during the Olympic Games and it was a sick sport. I know they were all naked and shit, but it was a pretty good sport.
Yeah.
So for one, it's not. It's not an MMA move. Like, that's just saying, oh, that jab, oh, he's doing MMA. No, it's not. It's boxing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fucking boxing. And I think it's, what do you think? It's fucking ridiculous how people think, nowadays, like, you know, you got Joe Rogan going, oh, he's jiu-jitsu really good, and, you know, he's, I love Rogan. No matter like I like Rogan. I know what he's doing. Like he's just making it easier for people to understand. He is, isn't he?
It is good to separate it into.
Yeah, he's separating, but it's not a jiu-jitsu move. I mean, people go the kimura is a jiu-jitsu move.
Nice.
If you know what a kimura is, it's a shoulder lock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a judo move. The kimura sounds Japanese. Doesn't sound fucking Portuguese at all, does it? All right.
Yeah.
And then, and then you can continue. Like, well, you got the De La Riva guard.
The De La Riva guard for the jiu-jitsu guys, as you know, it's like an outside hook. And so everyone thinks that it was created by Ricardo De La Riva, a Brazilian dude.
Okay.
He's got a relatively nice De La Riva guard for someone his age. if you look at like old judo books, there's actually, you know, like photos of like judo guys playing De La Riva guard.
Yeah.
And so the thing is with like, when it comes to moves with jiu-jitsu, there's like, it's very easy to come up with a move. Like De La Riva guard, like it's sort of like common sense. If you're playing with your hooks and everything, eventually, you know.
So what are the hooks?
The hooks, usually with the instep of your foot.
Yeah, the foot. So you can prevent someone from prevent someone's mobility.
So you usually bring your foot into dorsiflexion, and that's
which means it's towards your shin,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. So you bring your foot and your toes towards your shin.
And then you stop the other person from, you know, moving and...
It allows you to get some control.
Yeah, it allows you to control the person. That's what it is. So basically what you're saying is, if there's a move that was so-called invented, like in, you know, the last 50 years or so, it was probably fucking invented before.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't just labeled. You know, there's footage, like you said, of these Japanese guys playing De La Riva God, right?
Yeah.
Like long before this dude was even alive, was that right? Or what?
Yeah.
Or maybe when it was a kid.
I don't have the facts. The evidence on me, but
Take our fucking word for it, right? So that's what I'm kind of annoyed about. Like, I like to pay homage to the proper. It's kind of like those.
Let me stop you there, though. Like, if you look at, if you compare the jiu-jitsu in the, like, you know, old school judo times, the groundwork, Nawaza, compared to our jiu-jitsu now, like our groundwork, it's like on a different level.
There's,
you know,
a lot more physical.
I don't think you'd say physical. I mean, they're like way less technical on the ground.
That's
a lot more like
physical.
Yeah, a lot more like spastic.
Spastic. They were going spastic.
Lot more strength.
Jiu-jitsu is a quite a chilled sport.
Well, if you look at the three or four main grappling styles: sambo, wrestling, judo, jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is the softest out of the three.
Yeah, it's the softest.
So don't need to be as physically conditioned. You don't need to be as strong.
No.
You know.
So basically, wrestling is the most physically enduring. Next
and
is probably
judo, then sambo,
and then jiu-jitsu. Yeah, but sambo is basically MMA. It incorporates strikes as well. They do punches and kicks and stuff. They just got a kimono or gi on. If you don't know what a gi is, it's a kimono, traditional Japanese style top.
You're talking sambo.
Yeah,
the sambo jacket, as they call it, is actually very different. The sambo jacket is like a jacket. It's not.
Oh.
It's actually not really a gi or a kimono.
It's a lot thinner, isn't it? Isn't it thinner?
Yeah. It's
thinner
a little,
than a judo one.
It's slightly thinner, but the thing is, it actually allows you to use different grips. It's got a slightly different design. But if you look at the sambo grips, there's heaps of different grips compared to the conventional judo grips.
Yeah.
But then again, all the grips that you see in sambo judo had. Judo's just taken a different path when it comes, because they've gone to the Olympics, they've made heaps of rule changes, they've banned lots of different types of grips, even grip breaks. So a lot of people that see judo now will see it as quite a limited sport, when in fact
it used to be more hardcore.
Used to have everything from leg attacks to funky grips to leg locks. Pre World War II judo is like jiu-jitsu, except with heaps less technical and a lot more physical.
Basically, the Europeans are going crazy with leg attacks because the Europeans like the wrestling, right?
Yeah.
And the world champs
translated.
Yeah. So a lot of wrestlers came into judo and they thought that could destroy them. And
they did.
So they were pretty fucking good. So the Japanese guys didn't like that. They were like, okay, they're kind of ruining judo because it's more about throws. Mm. Well, they want it to be more about
throws. They want it to be traditional judo.
Yeah, they want to be traditional. So these guys.
Seonagi, Uchimata.
Yeah, so, you know, those are just throws if you guys don't know. They're just like names of them. So they want it to be more traditional, so they took it out, you know, and then everyone's kind of thinking, you know, this is fucking stupid. They're probably going to jiu-jitsu now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
jiu-jitsu's the takedowns of jiu-jitsu guys are appalling.
Their stand-up is fucking horrendous, man. They just, I mean, you know, the Miao brothers, right? They just sit on their ass. Miao brothers are these half Asian dudes from Brazil. And they just fucking sit on the floor.
I mean, the Miao brothers, their jiu-jitsu is very different to, you know, like the jiu-jitsu in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
1999. You look at 99 Mundials, and then you look at Mundials, 2014. 1999 Mundials, or even early 1996 or whatever. You know, if you look at Mundials back with like Fabio Gurgel and stuff, like the old, fucking old school legends, who are still fucking beasts now. Like, it's just fuckloads of stand-up. Lots of you know, foot sweep attempts, lots of Goichi, Ochigari attempts, foot sweeps. fucking love their kataguruma and Ippon Serenagi, all that stuff, and they would make it work as well. But now it's just like straight.
What about MMA nowadays? Like, I want to talk about UFC and Pride. Okay, so.
Well, look, the standard.
I honestly think, okay, so what's happening in, if you guys don't know, what's happening in UFC and mixed martial arts, UFC is the one to go to at the moment, the one that's making the most money.
Yeah.
And what happened was Pride got defunct in 2007, and Pride was a Japanese organization, it's the direct competitor, and it was the bigger one at that time. And there was some Yakuza shit going on. Did you know that? There was some Yakuza shit going on.
No, I didn't know that.
And it just got fucked over financially. And then Zuffa, you know, the guys that own UFC, they just bought it out or some shit. Because, yeah, basically. And then all the Pride fighters came into the UFC. And now I'm kind of thinking the UFC, MMA is kind of boring, honestly. Like, it's gotten more boring, and I think it's become more like, they're all athletes, they're all fucking, they're very athletic, they're very good, they're too good that the fights aren't fun to watch anymore.
I disagree. I reckon that the standard of
mixed martial arts has skyrocketed. It's developed so quickly, but the thing is, you know why? Have you seen the fucking early UFC, the UFC days, man? Like, I think it's a good thing that it's got, yeah, that's good, but it's just not fun to watch, because it's, the early UFC days, there was a bit of mystery to it. There was, like, people were like, wait, what the fuck is going on? Like, they got karate versus judo, they got wrestling versus, you know, jiu-jitsu, and it was some sort of, you know, a little bit of...
It was a bit of a blur. It's just like...
Yeah, and I like that.
This funky style versus this one.
And also, you know, that they took out the tournaments system. So there's no more tournaments anymore. And being me, you know, I fucking love tournaments. I was talking about the Australian Open. I don't even like the sport of tennis. I just like tournaments, so I watch it. Because I think tournaments are awesome.
Yeah.
So they took out tournaments, and
for MMA, it makes sense to take out tournaments because it's very strenuous.
I thought it was better, dude. There was tournaments,
but it's very strenuous on the
body. And that's why it's cool.
It's true, but
that's sick to watch.
The fighter's career wouldn't last too long if he was having multiple fights.
I was watching that BJJ scout again. He was talking how it was called the golden era of MMA.
Pride,
which was Pride.
Yeah.
Basically Pride. It was basically around 2000 to 2005, 2006, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Basically when Pride died. And then you hear that fucking term, you know, Pride never die.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, they had guys like, you know, Kazushi Sakuraba. I really like that guy, you know? Like, he just went for everything. Like, yeah. You know
it
what
was,
I mean?
It was entertaining
to
watch.
It was fucking entertaining, yes.
Except, what I didn't like was that, because the standard of jiu-jitsu wasn't as good back then, Sakuraba could bypass...
Oh, yeah. But he gets owned now.
He would bypass jiu-jitsu. And so people, like, a lot of catch wrestlers, you know, to this day, think that jiu-jitsu can just be bypassed.
Yeah, Sakuraba was a catch wrestler. Yeah. So catch wrestling is basically catch as you can, which
catch
means...
Catch as catch can.
Catch as catch can, sorry. Catch as catch can, which catch means...
Cans.
Any position you're in, go for the submission.
Which
That's
is...
It.
Fucking stupid. Say, like,
it looks fucking cool though, man. Like, I saw Carlos Newton or something,
yeah,
versus Sakuraba. Carlos Newton had his back and they were on the ground, and Sakuraba just saw his leg stick out, just went for a fucking knee bar, you know.
Say if they, well, he didn't have his back then. If you have someone's back,
not really. He they were sitting down, they were in that
so
sitting
they
were down
in
position.
Reverse half guard, which is a spot where you can't knee bar from,
yeah, but And I don't know, like, I like how he just always turns, you know, he turns when he's, you know, instead of turtling up, he turns, and then he just gets the kimura. Kimura, like, what, fucking, like, 10 guys?
Yeah.
You know? Like, from the back, he doesn't mind when people take his back, and people are actually afraid of that.
Well, their jiu-jitsu, obviously, isn't that good.
Fuck, where was his house again?
If you look at, like, the, what's his name, Halle Gracie, he was... It was just like slightly more new school at the time, and
who? Helio?
No, Halle Gracie.
Oh, Halle. Oh, that big guy, right?
It was not big. He was the same weight, I'm pretty sure. It was
Halyk. Who's Halyk?
Halyk Gracie. And he fucking just easily counter armbarred Sakuraba's Kimura.
Yeah.
Like, it's a no brainer, you know? And Halyk, compared to your average IBJJF black belt, is like a bit of a shit cunt compared to that. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Is that, well, we're actually picking up a mate now. We've got another visitor, boys. Here we go. It's the comedian now.
What's up, man?
Hey.
What's up, yo?
We're doing a podcast.
You're doing a podcast?
Yeah. So you want to join? It's right now. You're literally on it right now.
Okay, cool.
What's all happening, right, Brady?
Hey, can you direct me from here?
What's up?
How do I direct? Oh, get to North Road.
North Road. Hey, can you get me to North Road?
Alright, one sec. You have your map up.
Oh, fuck, I gotta do it.
What area is this?
Hold on a sec. Maybe I should pause it.
So how's your job going, man?
Yeah, my job's good. So if you guys know, I got a new job. I'm working as a construction administrator.
So what is your responsibility?
So my responsibility is to work on the bills of quantities, which is the schedule of works, which is the I gotta explain everything.
In layman terms.
Yeah, in dumbass terms. It's basically I gotta do the pricing of the building. So everything to do with the building. So materials, labor, shit like that.
Are you estimating or are you actually calculating?
No, I estimate, yeah. It's pretty easy, man. All you do is you just get a template kind of thing.
And you just Google.
And you don't Google. What the fuck? You don't Google that shit. You use a template and you kind of get quotes from other trades. So but anyway, fuck that. Back to Ari's getting bored. Ari's getting really bored.
Why?
Ari, why aren't you fucking
too busy thinking about what's that?
He was thinking about that 10 out of 10 girl before with the pointy elbows.
God damn.
Oi, man.
The elbows weren't pointy.
The elbows weren't pointy?
Yeah.
How's she gonna do the Muay Thai strikes, huh?
Anyway, back to so basically let's talk about what you want to talk about. Let's talk about the evolution of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu since the 1940s, 50s.
Radio. So I always hate talking about the history. Pretty much Matsudo.
No, I'm saying the evolution, man. Matsudo. Oh, get this. Okay, guys, do you know why it's called Jiu-Jitsu?
Jews do it.
That's racist.
How's it racist? That's Jewish isn't race.
Yes, it is. You know, actually, you know, race being
Hebrew.
Racist.
It's Hebrew.
Israeli.
Israeli.
Hebrew is a language.
Shit.
Israeli is the race.
And there's another one too, isn't there?
There's Jewish. What the fuck?
This fucking guy, some dude skating in front of me. Anyway, so basically, why it's called Jiu-Jitsu is back then, when judo was very popular in Japan, everyone caught it. Everyone called every martial art that was developed in Japan Jiu-Jitsu. It was their term for... It's like basically calling anything in China Kung Fu. It's like everything here, we call it, what, martial arts? It was their term for martial arts, basically. And Maeda, one of the guys that helped the Gracie family, he called it Jiu-Jitsu. And he said, hey, Helio Gracie, which is the guy who founded Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, do you want to learn some judo for, you know, helping me do something? And then...
He was a colleague,
was he? Okay. And then he helped him, right? And they practiced jiu-jitsu together.
He didn't teach it to Helio. It was, I think, to Helio's brothers or some shit. And
then Helio learned it from them.
And then what happened was one day, according to Helio, his brother was sick. And so Helio jumped in and took the class. And then from then
they developed.
He created his own... created Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
So it actually should be called Brazilian Judo kind of thing. Because basically Jiu-Jitsu is... You listening, JJ?
Pre-World War II...
Yeah. Pre-World War II what?
Pre-World War II Judo.
Yeah. Speaking there.
Oh, yeah.
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 So what's going on?
Well...
What's going on, man?
jiu-jitsu, to some people, is apparently going the wrong way. It's becoming so much of like a sport, and all the old school guys are worrying about how it's becoming less applicable for the street. Yeah. Which no one really gives a fuck about. And I'll tell you right now, it still works on the fucking street.
It still fucking works.
It still fucking works.
We got some guy. We got this guy.
From experience, it still fucking works.
First time he went out here in Melbourne, he already gets to a fucking fight. First time, just like, trust Melbourne to have some fucking fights, man. Trust that.
not Melbourne. That's a girl looking for trouble.
Melbourne's pretty bad, dude.
Melbourne's bad. Got some aggressive.
Dude, views, Melbourne, man. You look at a guy, and straight away you can get started just by looking at a dude. Like at the gym, remember the gym, that fucking guy? It's just like, I'm squatting. And I just look at, I'm just like, oh, hey man, you wanna join in? And he's just like, oh, you fuck, man. You wanna fucking fight? Straight away. Didn't even know the guy. Anyway, you wanna explain what happened?
Not about my fight.
Alright, well, you wanna keep talking about it?
Pretty much, there's a lot less, everyone complains that people are just skipping basics, but what is basics? Everyone's got this, you know, point of view that basics is close guard, armbar, X choke, you know.
Sweep.
Flower sweep. But,
just the most basic sweep.
They're just basic movements.
And it works.
Yeah, they still work, except...
So I know what you're saying.
Except what?
I know what you're saying. I think you're saying the evolution of jiu-jitsu has been more in to associate itself with the actual competition sport-wise of jiu-jitsu. And competition-wise, no one's going to be in a gi. No one in the street, no one's going to be in the gi. No one's going to have bare feet. No one's going to have mats. You know what I mean? No one's got like, you know, a 3-4 meter radius to work. You know what I mean? And on the street,
people have
dusted. So jiu-jitsu used to be about small self-defense because the smaller guy beating the bigger guy and all that crap, right?
It was the best, yeah.
Hey, can you tell me where the red lights are, the speeding lights and shit are?
It's on the right-hand side in the middle of the traffic island, past the traffic lights.
Well, fucking tell me when I'm getting up to it, alright?
I just told you. It's literally over there. Unless you're intending to do a 70 here, you're probably not going to get for
70? This is a 40 zone.
I said oh my god.
Alright, yeah, keep going, alright?
What basics in jiu-jitsu is more having a good base, having good top game pressure, having good leverage, that's basics, you know, not the actual movements themselves.
Yeah, I know.
So everyone that, all the, there's a bunch of old school guys who aren't even like that good, and they don't even train or compete
like,
that
what,
much.
Like Machado.
They just shit talk and they say, well, they're legit. Machado's beaten Leo Vieira. So anyone that beats Leo Vieira is fucking legit, even though he was much heavier than him. And just
does weight matter that much, Ari?
Yeah,
it fucking does, doesn't it?
In jiu-jitsu.
But if you're two guys, like I was listening to someone, I think it was Bas Rutten and the other commentator of Pride. If you got two really good guys, then weight fucking matters. Because if you think about it, if their skills are the level, but their weights aren't, then obviously the other guy's got the advantage.
Yeah.
But in on the street situation, if, like, say, Ari, fuck.
username
123, I'll cut that out. Say, username.
No name.
Say, you know, you're up against that, you know, that guy that was like 90 kilos or something. Like,
I'm not sure if he was 90, it was probably 80 about
kilos
80,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's still significant, you know? That's like, what, 6-7 kilos heavier?
Yeah.
So, like, he's got weight on him. That's a lot of weight, you know? That's like,
except because he, on the street, he wasn't trained. He was just some douchebag that thought that because he lifted and was relatively aesthetic, that that would help him kick someone's ass.
Exactly.
So, he had no base. He had no basics. He had no base. He had no pressure. And he had no leverage.
That's right. Which is weird nowadays that you see the massive rise of MMA. You think that most guys watch it and kind of like figure it out.
No, you can't just. Well, this guy definitely watched MMA because after I put him in a triangle choke from top, he credited me. He said, "Nice triangle choke."
Oh.
After I finished him.
That's pretty funny. Did he get choked out?
No, I popped his arm from the
triangle. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, from the fucking triangle choke?
Yeah, triangle armbar.
Oh, it was a triangle armbar, okay.
Yeah.
So you actually didn't choke him?
The first time I put him in a rear naked and he started to tap and I let go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a big difference between training and just watching. Like, you can't even compare the fucking two.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But, like, you'd think that, like, guys who would probably watch fights, they'd have more advantage of a guy, over a guy who don't watch anything.
Maybe, maybe not.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drive the edge a bit forward.
Alright, there you go. Have a good look. We're all looking at her. Oh, she's not looking back. Oh, the recording's still going. That's alright. Anyway, this is all I have time for because that's like 40 minutes now.
Don't put this up.
Why not?
Shit, I was too tired to talk about.
Fuck it, I'm putting it up anyway.
Fuck you.
Putting it up. Alright. Catch you later, guys.